Amen. I would like to introduce you to a very special person. Her name is Renette. Renette, please come forward. I have a microphone just for you. You don't suffer from stage fright, do you?
A little bit.
Well, we're going to pray for that. All right, just that's it. Good stuff. She doesn't have stage fright, eh? Amen. All right, now, Renette, you and I are going to have to stand very close together. And I would like you, in your own words, just to sort of give the people an idea of what your experience had been before you came here of the Holy Spirit, the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, and how all of that type of stuff works. Now, just give me a second to wire you up, and then I would like you to just tell the people.
All right. Well, I grew up in a very conservative church. So, you know, where everybody sings, and it's the, you know, what do you call it? Not the piano, the other one.
The organ.
Yeah, the organ, there we go. Where the organ's playing in the background, and everybody, you know, like sometimes just the men stands up and that sort of thing. Anyway, so I got very bored with the church very quickly, and I got involved in a lot of bad things. I did a lot of drugs, and I was into Wicca, which is, for those of you who don't know, basically magic, like witchery and things like that, white magic. It's basically, they give you the idea that it's good because it's white magic. But no magic is good, believe me. And, well, I can name a lot of other things that I was involved in. But I also recommitted my life to God when I was 19. And I went to various churches. And I saw a lot of these places where people actually, you know, would pray. And then, you know, the person would actually try and push the other person over and like, fall, man. Just come on, you can do it. But that's why I've always been very skeptical about, you know, people falling over and, you know, weird things happening. And I've been to a few dodgy places where, you know, I was like, God, please show me if this is right, because I don't know if I'm in the right place now. And I remember the first night I came here, I thought to myself, okay, you know what? I'm not sure if this is the right place for me. And then
I forgive you for that.
And I actually just wanted to run out of here as fast as my legs could carry me. And my friends just, you know, just like can hang around a little bit and yeah, okay. So at the end of the night, it got a little better. And I just thought, okay, I'll give it another shot. I'll come for a second time. And the second time I came, one of my other friends spoke to Rianya and told him about my past, about Wicca and everything else. So he suggested that they pray for me. So the moment they started praying for me, yeah, to my surprise, I fell over. And there was a few demons that came out of me. I had about six people holding me down. I almost threw three of them off of me. Almost lost my voice from the thing that was screaming out of me. But I can't stop telling people. I am like filled with God's love, and I'm filled with God's spirit. And I just, you know what, in all the time that I've served God and I've wandered off and I've been running away from God, I just want to run to God now, and I don't want to run away anymore. I want to share Him with everybody, and it doesn't matter who rejects me, because He will always be there.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
Renette, would you say that the experience that you've had here, when the Holy Spirit touched you and became a reality in your life, has brought on perhaps a lot of the changes that you were looking for outside the church?
You know what? The first night I was here, I remember thinking, because When I committed my life to God when I was 19, it was just before my niece was born. And I remember standing here and thinking to myself, like, I felt like God was telling me, listen, this is like your 10-year anniversary. And I'm bringing you back. And I was just thinking, okay. And all the things that I was searching for, because I actually backslid very badly in the few years before I came here now. And, you know, all the things that I was searching for and that I gave up on, I actually gave up on God. And when God brought me here, He sort of bringing me back to Him, He's showing me the truth. Because at the end of the day, if you don't trust anybody, there's one person you can trust, and that's God.
Now, another question. Looking back at the feeling that you had when you walked in here the first time, that this is weird, I don't want to be here, I want to run out of this place. This might be a trick question, but was that you, or was that the chochos in you that didn't want you to be here?
I definitely think it was the chochos in me.
Now, final question. Were you surprised to find that you had chochos?
Very.
as are most people, right?
Yeah, well, at first when you started praying for me and, you know, I was struggling and screaming, and I was thinking to myself, well, either I'm a very good actor or I'm very crazy. Well, this is real.
Okay, the good news is I can't say that you're a good or a bad actor. But Jesus set you free.
Yes, he did.
Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand.